And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Masterminds. We gonna get this album. You know, whenever we link up, my nigga, they think this shit come from outer space or something. Nigga, let's get this money, nigga. Woo! Woo! Masterminds. ROC, double MG. Jay, I got it. Four stacks for the hills on my bitch feet. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstop, fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say a nigga name in the car star. Nigga switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the photo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Switch your old bitch for my new bitch. Come a new bitch, something like a nympho. Fuck the game raw when I came in it. Get money ever since I came in it. You couldn't stop me if you tried. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Big guns, big whips. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, gold wrist. Double up on that blow, bitch. $2 million on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm alive. The devil is alive. Two kings on the big screen. Niggas seen the 36 at 16.
Welcome, oh, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 834, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and I cannot express the intensity at which I miss Japanese food. I've been eating food, and it all costs too much, and it doesn't taste good enough, and no matter where I go, even things that I know I like, either I like them and they cost too much, or they don't. Or they're cheap and they taste like ash in my mouth. Things that I ate in Japan, I ate here, and they're just all worse by comparison. I miss Ichiran. I miss Japanese curry. I miss it all. I miss Japanese food so much. But I also spent a week missing the two guys I am in this room with right now. First of all, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Folks, I just flew in from Japan, and boy, are their eyes tired. These guys are stoners. Woo. But seriously, folks, dating is weird, right? I've been trying to pick up chicks at the Planned Parenthood Cantina, which is like the regular Planned Parenthood, but they got Baja Blast margaritas. Let's go. The ladies live Moss. The babies know Moss. It's just dating, in 2024. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. The other man I missed this entire week that I am now in a room with is Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine, fine intro. My name is Jim Scampoli. This is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. But we do have to take a quick break from Corey Feldman because we need to talk about 2024 Fall TV Preview. Woo!
Fall TV. Yeah, baby.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Give me that dog shit.
There must be so much dog shit coming to the TV. Oh, yeah.
I'm begging for it. Give me the dog shit, Jim.
Shit in my mouth and call me an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a TV consumer.
So now, you know what's coming back, though? And don't get me wrong. I mean, I host a television podcast called Shows What You Know. You can find us at showswhatyouknow.com. There is some good TV out there. It's just fall TV on, well, no, it's not even just, I can't even just blame networks. It's not just networks.
Yeah.
Just any.
Because in 6 months, we're going to see a slew of articles from Slash Film about all of the new TV shows that are canceled after one season that we have never heard of.
But yeah, but it's also like it just even streaming now shovels shit down your mouth.
Netflix releases like a new five shows. It feels like every week.
But the office is back, ladies and gentlemen. But not the office. I'm not even talking about the Australian office. Dude, I'm just saying.
Have you seen that trailer?
No, I haven't. Maybe we should watch that too.
It is atrocious.
But I'm not even talking about. I'm saying like the vibe. The mockumentary is alive and well for whatever reason.
Finally.
We thought we killed it. We thought it was done. A Modern Family kept it going for quite a long time. That show was on for what, like 18 seasons or something?
And it was like real ambiguous about how it was even, like, it felt like it did the mockumentary thing, but at no point in time.
Did it feel like it made it, sense that it was even a, felt like a mockumentary?
Breaking the fourth wall almost.
But so now, like, that show Abbott Elementary, I know, is popular, and that does that style. So there's a new show.
I don't care about that show. I only care about young Sheldon, Jim.
Yeah. There's a new show called St. Denis, which is like a Scrubs type show.
Okay.
But that style. So it's like, you know, a sitcom dramedy type mockumentary show.
So, Parks and Rec in a hospital.
Yes. And I think it is from the creators of Parks and Rec and The Office.
A couple weeks ago, I got a promotion, came with a small pay bump and a large responsibility.
Now, I do like Alison Tolman a lot. That's
Is that her?
This actress here. Okay. Yes.
What's she from?
Fuck, because I always mix her up with...
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just have never heard
of her. Well, no, because I always mix her up because there's another girl that reminds me of her.
Oh, Carmen Electra.
she's
Jason Ritter's wife.
Okay.
She's actually from The Buffet.
Yeah, we get it. She's a big lady.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I was just saying that she's clearly not going to like her. That's all I was saying.
But no, now I'm spacing. What did I do?
My bad. I shouldn't have even asked. I was just curious if like I would know her from something.
You may. But because there's her and there's another girl that looks like her. That's basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. McDonald's. My internet, the stream. hold on. Our stream went down.
Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Wolfpack, help us.
NBC.
Help us, Wolfpack.
NBC's coming for us.
Yeah, it would be funny.
They're like, oh.
This is the thing that takes us.
Six down. Minutes of St. Denis, huh? No, not on our watch. Is that a guy's butt?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a weird looking butt.
Now, this is just that thing my internet does every fucking month or 6 weeks.
Why does it do this?
It's just Cox Cable sucks dick.
So
they're coming out tomorrow because it was doing it today while I was working.
Yeah, because you have the highest package and the most expensive router.
Yeah, no, it drops for like a minute and then it comes back.
Weird.
So hold on. I'm actually just waiting to see if
the internet, that's a lie. That's me being that guy.
Ooh, yeah.
Rick Ross?
Yeah. Is that Rick Ross?
Yeah.
For a while during that video, I was like, why is Jim playing this like SNL sketch in the background during the video? Then I realized that they were sort of mouthing the lyrics. I'm like, oh, it is the video.
Yeah, I think some guys just made that because there's not like a real official video for it, but okay. I wanted something to play. I like to have a visual for the part two song.
It's a real saggy ass.
Well, and I noticed that anytime it was an N-word, they cut away from the guys real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weird looking ass. Look at that ass. That's weird.
That's what my ass looks like.
What?
Yeah, check out your ass. I bet you're not dumping like you think you're dumping.
I've seen my ass. I'm not saying I have a big ass. I actually have a flat ass, but this is a weird looking ass.
Well, he's a big fella, too.
Like, it looks like Kilroy's face, but an ass. It looks like, you know those sad fish that, like, look like Kilroy?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Yeah, blobfish.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like this guy's ass looks like a blobfish.
Motherfucker got a blobfish ass.
Damn, blobfish ass looking ass.
Ass looking like a damn blobfish. It roars of
everybody
applause.
Fucking, like, rolling, jumping up, running around.
I mean, you should see black comedy. it's that. My man, shirt's so small. Why is damn shirt so small?
Have you worked anymore? Rooms?
No, they just show up sometimes.
Oh, because I know you did one of them and said it was fun. I assumed you'd be doing more.
Yeah. They close down all the time. they start late and close down all the time.
Huh.
No. Something about the area.
Is that a black lady with a white Kilroy ass? Look at the head. Look at the elbow and the head.
I think that's just hair.
Oh, okay. Either way, a lot of colors. Lot of incongruous colors.
More like no skill, Roy. Like get good.
Whoa. It's like a farmer's tan, but a Kilroy ass.
If you explain to, I guess there's nobody here right now, but what is Kilroy?
Oh, Kilroy's like
that big nose.
Yeah, it's like a guy, like a bald guy's nose popping out, kind of.
Oh, she's in Krampus, by the way.
Oh, okay. Then I would know her from that, but I don't remember her from that. It's been a while.
She's the sister.
I need to rewatch that. I saw it in theaters and loved it, but I've never watched it again since. I should rewatch that.
Oh, it's a Christmas staple.
Yeah, Krampus was great. I remembered really liking it.
She plays the lower half of Krampus.
Jesus. Yeah, I remember finding the model of Krampus quite terrifying because he looks like the cover of a not Scary Things to Tell in the Dark. What was the other one?
I think that is the drawings in there is famously.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, then yeah, it is Scary Things, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. His design looked very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark esque. Like it looked like they. Like, that is where they got their idea for him from.
Yeah. Or the Crypt Keeper, maybe he's the Crypt Keeper.
It felt very Gremlin-esque when they were, like, when the toys were attacking them.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, it wasn't quite scary as much as it was, like, not goofy, but, like, it wasn't serious either. I like Krampus. Krampus is great.
No, yeah. Krampus is a staple. I watch it every year.
So good. Fucking NBC. What does that stand for? Be chillin'.
Damn.
National Be Chillin'.
I think it's the Be Chillin' Network. No, that'd be bad. That'd be the other way around. I got nothing, Jeff. I can only think of that one word because of you.
Which one? National?
Let me spell it. Oh, yeah. Want me to spell too many letters?
What is in? What is in? I was watching another podcast talk about that trial, and I guess the thing that the Woody guy does that's a genius is anytime they like ask him about something in the past, he's like, well, I want to record state that I am a liar. And what, you know, so basically anything he says they can't trust because he keeps stating that he's a liar.
That's great. I want the record to show that I'm a big fat liar.
Yeah.
That's a move.
I think it's reconnecting.
It's like
now.
That's like pleading the fifth without pleading the fifth.
Yeah, it's just like you're always establishing. Like I said before, I lie all the time.
I can't be trusted.
I don't know why you're interviewing me.
But then could they come after you for doing that under oath?
Well, he did something where he has immunity because he gave him some information, so they can't really prosecute him on anything. But they keep trying to use his testimony, and he's just giving bad testimony.
Wow, he's a real wild card.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll be shot in the head the second he. Steps on the street, but you know, he's actually doing Young Thug a favor at this point.
I forgot that was
all
a
right,
Young Thug.
There
thing.
We go.
Welcome back, everybody.
Fucking piece of shit.
What
dude.
If you're just now coming back? What do you think that guy's ass reminds you of? Is there a character or a type of fish that perhaps it reminds you of?
And we're back.
All right. So yeah. Anyways. Jesus Christ.
She's from Krampus.
Yeah, she's from Krampus. This is, new Parks and Rec style, The Office / Abbott Elementary, comedy in a goddamn hospital.
A large responsibility bump.
And Mr. Lasky wants morphine, Oxy, and Vicodin. He asked if we had a menu, and I said I didn't think so.
That's a party.
Ooh, is that Dag?
Let's oh, you know there. That's Dag.
Oh, you know I love me
you
some
know
Dag.
Dag's in the show.
Oh, love me some Dag.
Kill some people.
Zap, no more cirrhosis. Zap, no more cancer.
Wait, I have cancer?
No, we're just kidding, man. You good? It feels
good. Oh,
we
I like Superstar.
New foreigners starting today.
Stick. Okay. Wrong side. Got myself.
I feel like I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, it's not always glamorous. Like, we're all here for the same reason. We want to help people.
Ma'am, I'm coming. Glass in the parking lot, shallow breathing.
They told me that you're the one that saved my lorry.
Is that Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
No.
Every now and then a moment.
Damn, owned Kevin Bacon.
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was like Kevin Bacon, like in makeup and stuff.
Oh.
Like, look at him. It looks like Kevin Bacon is like meant to look frumpy.
I guess.
I thought it was. I thought it was quick.
It was a quick shot.
I thought they dressed up Kevin Bacon to make him look like a schlub.
Thank you.
Every now and then a moment comes along where you truly change someone's life.
It actually doesn't look too bad. Swollen, pale, kind of blotchy.
It's the other one.
Oh my God, that's much worse.
St. Dennis Medical, November 12th on NBC and Peacock.
November.
While that trailer's not great, I believe that I bet a show like that is not completely devoid of entertainment.
Oh, is that what you think? Well, why don't we watch the first 4 minutes of an episode then?
Hi, I'm Alison.
Wow, it's like, I,
Wendy
it's like I knew. I didn't, but you're welcome.
At our new show, St. Dennis Medical. Okay. Got your packed lunch.
Oh, thank
some
you,
treats
ma'am.
From the vending machine on me. Yeah. And this is the number for that drug treatment center, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The same one I told you about the last three times you OD'd.
I know. I'll call them.
That's kind of funny.
You really, really got to lay off the drugs, okay? You could actually die.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And then, you know, who would come bug me and make me spend all my quarters on them, right?
No more. I promise. No drugs from now on.
Okay, good. Listen, if you are going to use it again, as a nurse, I have access to some really good stuff, and I will hook you up, okay?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, man! That was a test! See?
Yeah.
That's what you can't do. Get your stuff. Let me get your chair and get you out of here. You want to rehearse it again?
I didn't know we were going
to
be...
Do you want some drugs? And you say, no!
No, but I didn't...
And you know what? It is hard to, like, judge comedy, kind of. But also, I'm more harping on not so much this show. I'm just so sick of the handheld shaky cam, Zoom, look at the camera. I'm so sick of it. And then the cheating with the voiceover, talking head part. Like, hey, it was funny at one point.
Yeah, it was novel.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch a mockumentary. I'm so over the fucking... fake ass dumb mockumentary. Enough of it. Enough already.
You just say that.
When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a doctor. And then when I was in college, my nan got sick, so we spent a lot of time in the hospital. And that's when I realized that the nurses really provide the care part of healthcare. So I became an RN, and I love it. You know, it's not always glamorous.
Right? No, there's the ass.
Yeah, look at that weird ass.
Always appreciate us. And the pay's not great. I mean, considering the amount of work and the risks that we take. But every now and then a moment comes along where you truly change someone's life. And that's beautiful. Mr. Flynn, those are supposed to open in the back.
Anyways, you get it.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
That's that show.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's now, not insulting.
You're right.
Because some shows are insulting.
It's more so the thing that I'm harping on.
It's just
is
the
just
same thing.
The mocky. I'm so sick of it. I think there's another show too.
It's that's just like this. This is just the CBS. Parks and Rec formula, like lifted whole cloth.
Now CBS always good for one. We have Papa's House, a new sitcom from Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. together at last, finally.
I always forget one of the Wayans brothers. It's the one from.
I think it's this guy. He's the one that was on. Happy Endings.
Yeah, happy. I like that
I
Wayans
think
brother.
Damon Wayans was also on that with him playing his dad
or
something.
I like, so that's Damon Wayans Jr.?
Yes.
I like him because I've seen him in things and he's genuinely been funny in those things.
You know, at CBS, is it just me
or does it
him. Feel like one big family?
That's definitely on brand for us.
Yeah, daddy.
Don't call me daddy.
Father.
That's kind
of
funny.
The master of the mic, the king of the commute, that's the right. living legend, six-time Marconi Radio Award winner,
seven-time
award winner.
This is CBS schlock.
Yeah, well, it's just sitcom schlock, the one thing I kind of respect is that CBS still makes a regular sitcom.
Yes.
Every other network is like kind of too cool. They're making the mockumentary, basically.
You can't have a laugh track.
Almost rather watch a schlocky...
But laugh tracks suck.
I'd rather watch a schlocky laugh track show than a mockumentary of someone like raising their eyebrows at me in the camera and shit.
I like a community style. What is that, like a multi... Not a multi-cam, it's a single cam? Is
yeah,
that what they call
yeah.
them?
Yep. That's all they gave us of Papa's House, by the way. I was trying to find a longer trailer. All they are 30-second trailer. It's either that clip or it's them in the blue room with CBS logos behind them being like, hey, Dad, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, man, shut up, new. Like, that's what he does.
He does that?
Yeah. So there's Papa's House. Now, what else we got? Fox is always known to give you a shitty animated show.
A new atrocious animated show.
Every year they roll out a fucking new... But it feels like some of these shows have been on for like 10 years, but they keep packing another one in somehow?
Well, it's because they had The Simpsons forever and then nothing. Then King of the Hill, then nothing. Then Family Guy, nothing. American Dad, Bob's Burgers. But there's these giant gaps between all of them, but they eventually hit. So I think they're basically the guy pulling on the slot machine. And they go, I know I'm not going to win every time. I'm not under the auspice that if I put a quarter in this machine, that I'm going to hit right now. But I do know that if I put 20 quarters in, I think I'm going to hit one of them.
Well, this is Universal Basic Guys, which is like it's like a Philly guy or something, like is it Delco? What is it?
They have like a Delco accent, like Wooters.
Yes. Yeah, like that's kind of the hotness these days, I guess, because of Shane Gillis. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fox Sunday has been home to TV's most iconic animated dudes. This fall, a new legend is born.
I'm Mark Hoagies.
Mark Hoagies.
Got me.
Holy crap, Hank. It's a freaking Deer City. All right. This is it for all the money. Oh, crap. Fire in a hole. Let's go. Go.
He's a giver.
You bought a chimpanzee?
They're like the friendliest animals on a planet.
Until they rip your friggin' face off.
He's a lover.
Well, you can always kiss the second mouth. Come on, last chance.
No chance.
He's a disruptor.
No more naps in the lactation room.
Those are power naps. It's 2024, Joan. Men can breastfeed. Come on.
He's a hero in his own mind.
There he is.
Well, you're disrespecting a champion.
Is that ring even real?
Your name is Made in China.
It's pronounced Madden China, okay? It's Gaelic.
Universal Basic Guys.
Pretty good.
Now, I have noticed, and I was noticing this beforehand, but now I realize this also falls in the category. There's kind of a white guy comeback. But the white guy comeback is like something like that, like a really stupid fucking guy. Yeah. Although I guess that's been the white guy.
It's back to Flintstones and the Honeymooners.
Well, but the other side of it is it's like, because you know how that show, what the fuck's that show with, goddamn, now I'm spacing on the guy's name, Yellowstone.
With
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Because it's either that or it's like, I'm an oil tycoon, and I got a fucking thing or two to tell you about a goddamn motherfucking or two.
Because the white guy shows have to be MAGA shows, Yellowstone, or it has to be like, look at the white guy, Blue Anon shows.
What was this? Happy's Place. I don't remember what this one is now. Oh, Reba's back. Reba's back on TV, everybody.
Okay.
I had to take my mom to a doctor's appointment 2 days in a row, and both days the Reba show was on. And it was one of the most atrocious things I've ever seen.
I don't think I've ever seen the original Reba show.
It reminded me of like, you know, in children's shows, like, and I mean like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon style, like children's shows, how everybody like hyper commits. And then this is how I'm talking. And this is what I'm going to do. And everybody's kind of like this. And I'm overacting. Like, it's kind of like hyper kinetic and everyone's sort of overacting. One of the characters was like that. And everybody else is normal. And it was just like, he's just like...
Were they all down home country Southern people? And the city guy was like, I am a guy. I am a Jewish man.
He was Reba's daughter's boyfriend. Who's like, I'm a sleazeball weirdo. And oh my God, so what? You don't want a wedding? And he's like, I do want a wedding. I want my wedding. Well, I'm giving you your wedding. And look at all the people. And she's like, I don't know those people. And he's like, well, how was I supposed... And it's just like...
They're all trying to be Cody from Step by Step, but they can't.
They don't know how to be Cody. But it was like, it was like atrocious. It was real bad.
There's been a little hiccup in Happy's will. It turns out you two are sisters.
Sisters?
I guess to be fair, for what I was just saying, CBS is bringing a laugh track sitcom. I mean, not CBS, NBC. So NBC has a laugh track sitcom.
So it's Reba.
I won't watch it, but I'll respect it.
I'll respect it till the day I die.
Is the premise that Reba has a Filipino half sister? Is that just the entirety of the premise?
Well, that's like that other show that we watched it during fall TV preview. Like, I think it's in its like seventh or eighth season. The one that was about the big fat Southern redneck guy that falls in love with a black nurse.
Oh man, I don't remember that.
But
at
now,
all.
But what? The big fat redneck guy's now super skinny. Like you guys don't remember this show?
I don't remember this at all.
Hold on, let me find it. What's the show? Maybe he's not even a redneck guy.
Every once in a while that happens though. A show from fall TV preview winds up being like going 10 seasons. Hell, we watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on one of these, and I ended up loving that show, like, genuinely, but we originally, like, saw it on Fall TV preview.
Maybe you should give Big Fat Redneck and Black Lady a try.
maybe I should.
It's Bob Hart's Abishola. It's a Chuck Lorre show, the guy that did, what, Big Bang Theory, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
It's in its fifth season.
I don't remember this, Jim. I don't even, like, kind of remember this. What you said to me sounds made up. To the point where I'm wondering if you're even going to be able to pull up a clip because this show's fake.
Well, hold on. Well, let's not cut into Happy's place, Reba's show first.
You two are sisters.
Sisters? Hey, we said that exactly alike. I can't believe Daddy would do anything like that. He always said family is the most important thing.
Maybe that's why he started two of them.
We have a bar.
Oh, no. Have a bar.
I'm just looking for a place where I belong.
Safe travels.
They're giving family.
Can come from anyone.
I can make a difference.
When I saw this, you know what?
That way.
Now that you say that, when I first watched this trailer, I thought they were doing the same thing. I thought they were doing the internet slang.
Oh, they're not.
I thought they were doing the internet slang of like, ooh, this show, giving family.
Yeah. But one, like, season canceled. Yeah. Should have done what I wanted.
Drinks are on the house. No, they're not.
NBC's Happy's Place, October 18th.
Oh, this is NBC?
Yeah, NBC doing a laugh track sitcom.
Yeah, this has CBS written all over it.
Yeah.
Always wanted a big sister.
Usually even CBS ignores everyone saying, we don't want this. Stop making this. And I'm like, we're not going to stop.
But CBS is the most watched network. Like, the shit they drivel out is the drivel that we want to dribble.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, all that fucking dog shit.
Old enough to be my mom?
Oh, honey, this is Tennessee. I'm old enough to be your great-grandma.
That joke's not for me. That joke isn't for me because I don't understand it.
They fuck kids.
Whoa.
I think that's basically it.
No, just saying you're young and you have babies, I guess.
Bob Hart's Abishola?
Yeah, come on. You don't remember Bob Hart's Abishola?
Whoa, I do remember Fat Guy. That's Fat Guy from the Kevin James show.
I think
that was on. That was on Abishola. He was like a friend of his.
Well, here's the. Yeah, this is a quick flashback to. This was 2019's fall TV preview.
Yes, this fall.
So this guy's not fat anymore.
Calm down, Bob. You're no good to us dead.
We have a 50-year-old male, chest pains.
Hang in there, brother. You're gonna be okay.
Of course he's gonna be okay. It's just gas.
It's not gas, Mom. I'm having a heart attack.
And then he meets.
You look like an angel. What happened?
You had 3 stents put in.
Is that what?
For
She's a Jamaican nerd, so she starts beating the fuck out of him.
Whoa.
But let me pull
up. Having her talk in that voice is a choice, man.
Let me pull up now Bob Hart's Abishola. Look, he's a skinny man now.
Whoa, he lost. What the fuck? He looks like a different person.
Ozempic.
Oh, the one where her head's on his shoulder? He just looks like an entirely different human being.
I assume it's part of the storyline then. I guess if in the first episode, he's a big fat man that has a heart attack. So they're like, well, you could take Ozempic and get skinny.
He looks like Tony Stark's dad.
He does, yeah. Anyways, but that was 2019. Just to show that these shows, they keep going. You forget about them a second later.
I've never
worry.
Seen an ad. I've never seen a commercial. I've never heard someone talk about it. I have never seen a poster. I've never seen anything for this show except the one time we watched a YouTube clip, apparently, and I'm shocked that this show exists.
And then, so this next show, I'm going to go to the well here where I'm sure a lot of people will use this same joke, but the titular Nobody Wants This coming to Netflix.
Oh, no.
Does have Kristen Bell on it and Adam Brody.
I saw a commercial for this and it bummed me out because I love Adam Brody. If there's one thing you need
to
know
about me, I like
both
of these people in this, but it doesn't look good.
Adam Brody rules. I didn't know this was a show. I thought this was a movie. This doesn't make sense as a show.
Yeah, did I read it wrong? Is it a movie? Because you're right. But no, I think it is a show, though.
Yeah,
it's like a romp-comp show.
Yeah, the premise makes sense more as a movie than...
Good evening, cowards.
Because it... it is a series.
Yeah.
Because the basic premise... Actually, let me let it play.
Yeah.
Oh, because of course she hosts a podcast with her sister. By the way,
oh, are they sitting on a couch holding their mics?
Yeah, they're doing the couch cast, which everyone loved that we did the couch cast.
This podcast for like 119 episodes, and this story you're telling, it just sounds like very familiar.
All right, I could make healthier relationship choices.
Mm-hmm. Hi everyone, I'm Joanne.
I'm Noah.
Did you know there's a rabbi here?
No shit.
Yeah.
Where?
He has a beard, and he was definitely judging me.
Sounds like a rabbi.
Who's your friend?
There is not a Jewish bone in her body, unless you put one in her.
He's the rabbi.
Yeah. Oh, no, Jim.
That's the twist. Yes.
Nobody wants Jews coming to Netflix.
A rabbi and a girl who's not Jewish.
It makes no sense that the whole plot hinges on the fact that she's not Jewish. I mean, I guess this is a big Jew thing where Jewish people are the mom's like, you'll never be with my son, you non-Jew.
Yeah.
You goyim.
I mean, they think of us as subhuman.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, this is so specific that I feel like most people are like, what does it matter? It's not 1980 or 1970.
This show was being made October 8th. Like the second that those attacks happened or whatever the fuck that was.
But I don't even want to get into any of all that. I just mean it seems like this is the type of show you'd even see like 20 years ago where it'd be like, but he's not Italian.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you are Italian. Every ethnicity has the like, oh, my mother would love me if I settled down with a nice Italian girl. Like, it just seems so
dated.
Or
meet the parents. The shit, the one where it's like the black boyfriend brings home the white girlfriend / the white boy.
Yeah, which is coming to dinner.
That type of, that premise or whatever.
Yeah, or even like, kind of connected is like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's like, he's not Greek.
Us are caricatures. How is he going to fit in?
Yeah, but who has a lot of bad PR right now?
It's a bummer because I love Adam Brody.
Is this going to help?
This is supposed to help. This is the Obama Netflix trying to get us to be like, hey, they're people too.
Adam Brody rules, and it's a bummer to see him in what looks like I watched this whole trailer on Facebook. It's painfully unfunny.
They're not all annoying. See?
You're the rabbi?
It's hot, right? I burn for you.
The big news is Joanne has a new man in her life.
Okay, but we're not using names. So let's just call him the Prophet.
Message from Morgan. He's cuter than I expected. The brother is brutal.
What are you doing this week?
Drowning emoji.
Okay, that's not.
Vomit emoji.
Unplug the phone. I'm so sorry about my sister, with whom I have since cut ties.
Do you think her podcast is like those whore podcasts that are popular, like where the interstitials are cut to like the sister podcast and she's like, so he's fucking the shit out of my ass.
Girl.
Next thing I know, I'm shitting the bed.
Yeah, a version of that probably.
Girl, you should take all his money and break his heart.
But
I'm the white sister.
But
damn, I'm white.
But girl, does he eat ass?
Ah,
he better eat ass. Yeah.
Tua.
Spit on that thing.
Hawk Jua.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, shit. I know her from another show about a Jewish girl. She's the I'm always an angry Jewish mom.
Yes.
Women are meant to experience big old orgasms.
He's responsible, kind, and you...
I'm not a bad person.
Tattoos, thick neck, light criminal record, that's like way more your type.
That's who you usually get dicked the fuck down by.
That's who usually tears you in half.
That's who you should give the Gluck Gluck 4000 to.
Yeah. Fart to of.
We love fun, but do we end up with fun? Yeah, have you met Esther? She's not fun. That's why I married her.
Are you serious right now?
She'll burn out, and then she'll take a little nap. She's like a puppy.
Now you're out here with whore number one and whore number two?
I hope I'm whore number one.
You should be in line for
life. Are you dating Hot Rabbi?
We definitely are a wee.
I just heard him introduce you as his friend.
Yeah, totally.
She walks in on him biting a baby penis. He's like, it's not what it looks like.
I told you I was trying to stay away from messy. And then we walked down the street and he said,
hand me your ice cream.
Okay, and did you do what you were told? I mean, obviously.
Ooh. Yes, chef.
Ooh.
Yeah, how is this a TV show, right?
Yeah, no.
I watched this whole thing, and I had no idea it wasn't a movie.
Yeah.
There's no signs pointing to this not being a movie.
You know, it's just a classic streaming show, which is technically just a movie that's stretched out over 4 to 7 hours.
Yeah. Just a bummer.
I mean, is there a world where this works?
But that's so funny. Be like, how could this, in 2024, how could this work?
Wait, so two people that aren't identical are in a relationship?
But I hate genocide.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, buckle up.
Oh, I can't.
Rabbi Rafa.
Hi.
Adam Brody does rule, though.
You know what? If it was just a movie, I'd be like, you know what? That's probably a fine watch.
It makes so much more sense as a movie.
Like, not good or anything.
I would watch
fine
it.
Watch.
I would watch it and expect 2.5 stars if it was a movie.
I'll let Kristen in Twitch chat. Jim's fave and Mike's fave in a show, acting like they aren't going to devour it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's crazy because has Adam Brody been in anything good ever?
Like, he was on Gilmore Girls.
Okay. He was in the OC. He was in Scream, and he was the best character in that Scream.
What was it, Scream 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in Kid Detective. Kid Detective ruled.
Was good.
Okay.
Adam Brody's great.
I like Adam Brody.
I stand erected.
Whoa. We were actually talking at Universal Studios between haunted houses. There was a cop car parked. And we were joking.
We were like, oh, Adam Brody.
What if it's a scare zone and someone's going to pop out and like slit his throat like and scream?
Now Mike, or even Jeff, you at home, listener.
Okay.
What's one thing you love about a doctor show? What, maybe a doctor that's like a little eccentric and out there that kind of, marches to the beat of his own drum, but you know what? He gets results. He might be weird, but he gets results.
I'm a big fan of House MD.
Yes.
I want a doctor that when you look at him at first glance, you're like, how on earth could he be a doctor until he solves the ultimate medical mystery right before my eyes? But then when I thank him, he spits on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even like, say you bring in... You bring in your father, and he's got a massive head injury, and he seems like he's bleeding out. But the doctor's first thing is to just flip the card over, and you're like, what are you doing, doctor?
Okay,
meanwhile,
like
it somehow works and like heals his head injury.
Wait, why are you giving him Tylenol? He's dying, is he? And it worked. He has this thing.
Well, I was a big fan of The Good Doctor, where the doctor was retarded.
Ooh, is this our boy Quinto?
Kiwi Mango in the chat, Twitch chat. He's my doctor, but he's a rabbi.
How is this ever going to work? Is there a world where this works?
Jewish doctor?
From what I gather here, this is Brilliant Minds. Yes, Zachary Quinto, otherwise known as like Siler from Heroes
Spock.
And Spock from Star Trek. He's facial blind. Like, he can't see faces.
Wait, like the joke from Arrested Development?
Yeah, I think it's a real thing.
I thought they made that up.
I guess it's real.
I think that's just something girls say when they don't want to work.
Or, well, no, it's more so. That's the thing when that's your excuse for being an asshole, because it's like you just don't remember someone and you're like, oh, no, but the thing I have a facial blindness.
I can only hear colors.
Oh, I'm Zachary Quinto. Sorry.
You're a doctor. You put this facility at risk. We get it. You want to change how your patients see the...
Like, look at the faces that he sees.
He's in, like, the Beyond or whatever his Insidious.
Can you imagine if this show gets 5 seasons? And he's still facially blind by fifth season?
He just sees blank faces.
He's, like, 30-something. Can he pick up context clues at this point?
But it could be... Most people would see this as a detriment. Could this actually be his secret power?
But this is one of those weird things. We run into this every fall TV preview where we go, this should be the concept of an episode of a different show. How does this sustain an entire series?
Well, it really does. That's when it comes down to probably this is part of him, but they have to make him like House. Like, he's going to be
by season
walking
two,
around with his cock out all the time.
By season two, it's gone, but it's left a mark on him that is now the premise.
They said I'd never be an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Kristen in the Twitch chat, make this the same show, but it's a bit where the guy from 30 Rock sees people as Muppets.
Dude.
Change how your patients see the world.
I want to change how the world sees my patients.
Whoa.
This chopping is him up with Dr. a chainsaw. Wolf.
He's a genius. We might actually learn something.
People say he can't recognize faces.
Wolf.
I think he's a dick.
Yes, Wolf is strange.
Went for a swim in the Hudson? Well, it's not the worst thing we'll smell today.
Took a patient out of the hospital.
Sorry, Leslie, we'll be back soon.
Hey,
on a
a motorcycle. Have you lost your
How
mind?
Did he recognize those nurses?
He can't even.
They weren't talking.
I guess he just can't recognize their faces. You could see their uniforms.
He heard them yapping.
Oh, one of them's a big tubby frump. It must be Betsy.
He throws this old black guy in the Hudson. Swim!
Swim! It worked for me.
The real Laura in the YouTube chat, Corey Feldman blocked me because I told him he was wrong with his Marilyn Manson claims. We did kind of go over his Marilyn Manson beef. I forget the specifics on that at this point, though.
Like
I guess
because
Marilyn Manson was like a rapist or something.
Are they making a TV show about that this fall? I'm confused.
And remember our daughter.
He has memories. We just need to unlock them. Are you ready?
Now, this does remind me that I forget the connection, but when I was skimming through shows, this is somehow connected to either the guy or a real doctor that wrote the movie or was inspired the movie Awakenings.
Okay.
The Robin Williams one with
yeah.
De Niro, who De Niro's like in a catatonic state, but then he wakes up for a little while. So it's somehow connected to that.
Well,
so that's why they kind of do this same storyline where all of a sudden, like, the catatonic guy, like, pops alive when the piano plays.
Like, this
and
feels,
he's like, a monster!
This feels the most like a real show. I just, like you said, there's always the doctor that's, like, a little too weird to be a doctor.
Yeah,
but this
just
feels like a bridge too far, this concept of the way he is weird.
Yeah.
Just feels, like, unsustainable.
Not black and white. It remembers the pain and can feel like a prison.
I've never seen anything like it. She doesn't recognize her sons.
You will find your way through this. I'll be there with you every step of the way. God only knows
what I'd be. Oh, Kristen's saying the old guy's a Broadway guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's try something. Focus on the details.
Hannah?
Oh my God!
What did you do to her? We're close to a breakthrough.
Are you?
You know it's a gift. Your condition? It makes you look so much deeper.
Sometimes all it takes is for one person to really see you.
Sophie.
Who's talking? He's like freaking out.
You know that ends with that black guy going back into a coma, though.
Yes.
He has the dance with his daughter at her wedding, and then all of a sudden he just turns into a statue.
Because there has to be a somber end because it's a doctor show.
He turns into dust and blows away.
The bummer is, that's not like the worst thing I've ever seen.
No,
but for every one of those, I don't get a revival of Fringe, and that's fucked up. That's unfair.
It's not like, I'm sure, well, no, I'm not even going to say I'm sure it's good, but it looks competently made,
yeah.
But it just looks like a goof idea of like, yes. Oh, here's the thing you've seen a million times, but like a small spin on
it. Like a crazy version of it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my condition. Anytime I see a girl that's not Latina, I'm like,
Who are you?
Now, NCIS, I've never seen an episode. I know there's tons of them now. Yeah. Finally, we're getting origins. We're finally getting the old guy from the original NCIS, but when he was young. So
wait, so it's like an 80s show or a 70s show?
Yes.
How'd your boy do out there? If he is not up to snuff, cut him loose.
Can't gotta worry about kids.
He failed his psych eval. That is the definition of crazy. If my wife and daughter were murdered, I would be crazy too.
Do you think this is final season of Scrub style where the guy finally from NCIS is in like three episodes so he can like have those moments like there where it flashes back to his eyes and him talking, and then like you never see him again.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's all flashback.
It's got to be, or he'll pop up as like bookends or something.
Yeah, every once in a while.
What is this? This guy looks familiar.
He looks super familiar.
What's he from?
I'm trying to hear this booty ass trash version of Black Hole Sun.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, Special Agent Gibbs, ready to catch some bad guys?
Welcome to the Nut House, sweetie.
If you need anything,
who is he?
At ease, Bree. I'm your commanding officer. I'm just your boss.
Yes, sir.
Gear up.
Who's that?
Where's my gear? In my
eyes. No matter how hard you try or how far you go.
Watch your submarine.
You're on my squad?
Oh, nope. No, they're at the other faces.
You can't ever leave it all behind.
Well, it does sound like the guy's doing voiceover as well. So he's real. Actually, they're doing the fucking Supernatural thing where they got Dean to come back to just like do some voiceover.
Yeah, talk
and
over
in.
Some a terrible show.
They kept me up. A voice.
Is that the other Masterson brother, the one from Malcolm in the Middle? You know, the older brother was like a scumbag pedophile guy or something.
I don't know.
Like, I know that.
The, from
that
you mean the guy from that 70s show?
Yeah, this is his younger brother, the one from Malcolm in the Middle, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
Really? Which one was he in Malcolm in the Middle?
He was the older brother that was always in military school. Is that him?
This one in the mustache?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It kept me up. A voice. A scream. The kind you feel instead of hear. My gut.
You get a gut feeling, you sure do.
Because he looks like an older version of someone I've seen before as well.
It's funny because this does have to be some sort of period, like 80s or so. But
doesn't feel
but
like
it. Yeah, they're just kind of making everything the most like drab neutral. So it like it doesn't feel like it's now, but it also doesn't feel like it's like a period piece either.
I wonder, you know what? I wonder if they're doing, even though NCIS, I bet you we looked back, it started in like 1998 or something.
Yeah.
But I bet the most recent one was like 2 years ago, so they can go, oh, this is early 2000.
Yeah.
This is early. Yeah, and they do an Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor turning into Obi-Wan Alec Guinness, and it does like, that's supposed to be him like 5 years later. I bet they do one of those where they're like, yeah, we're getting away with it by saying it's 2001 when there's no way this guy turns into that guy later.
There is no such thing as a clean slate.
You're a Navy cop now? You're not built for that, son.
Don't you dare tell me I can't be a Navy cop.
The stories you've told.
I'm going to be the biggest Navy cop you ever did see.
Good work, Proby.
Who is he? He looks so familiar.
I tried looking at his IMDb. Nothing popped out at me.
He just kind of looks like some guy.
I guess he's just some guy. CBS, Monday, October 14th. Part of Yeah, so you could watch NCIS. Then after, you could see how it all fucking came together when he was a young man, just like young Sheldon.
Oh, my God. It is young Sheldon. It's NCIS Young Sheldon.
Navy Cops is Sheldon.
Oh, and here's your boy,
Mike. Oh, shit, it's my boy.
Here's your boy, what's that? Pacey from Dawson's Creek. Why am I spacing on his name?
Fringe. Peter Bishop.
Yeah, but no, his real name.
Oh, Dawson.
No, he's Pacey.
I know, but he's Dawson.
But this is, you know, we were talking about eccentric.
I know it the second I heard it.
Joshua Jackson. Yeah, Joshua Jackson. Remembered. We're talking about eccentric doctors. How about just putting a doctor on a cruise ship?
Yeah. Oh,
this show is a doctor on a cruise ship.
Yeah, Dr. Odyssey, baby. Yeah.
All right, let me take a look.
Dude, he could play his father. Dude, bring back fucking Fringe, but now Peter is old and crazy.
Oh, have Joshua Jackson play young Peter Bishop.
Dude, if he plays young Walter Bishop, in a different dimension so they can change shit. Oh,
you have Michael Shannon be old him?
Yes.
Yeah.
We found him. Dr. Max Bankman.
He aspirated a lot of water. We need to act now.
Oh, this is Max Bankman, but also the lady in this is from Hamilton.
See, this is what you do. He doesn't need to have facial blindness. Just put him on a cruise ship.
Just put him on a cruise ship.
Welcome aboard the Odyssey. Allow me to introduce Avery and Tristan.
You must be my brilliant nurses.
We are the ship's brilliant and capable nurses, yes.
Of course. I'm sorry.
What did he say wrong?
Yeah,
not
you
the
guys
ships?
Just be brilliant. Yeah, well, we're also
they're not
capable.
Mine. They're not
yeah,
his.
We're not yours.
You can't own a Spice and Latina.
Fuck off.
You can only be killed by her in your sleep.
To preserve the dream.
John Stamos, baby.
All the nobodies are here.
Keep these
strangers
safe.
I have a pulse.
You're going to be okay.
Oh, dude, he fucks her.
Hey, should you talk about what happened?
Did you want to talk about?
No, I was
me first. You.
No, I
you.
Totally.
Okay.
We don't have to talk now.
Go with you.
I don't know if they have chemistry.
He's right behind us, isn't he?
I forgot. It's Ryan. Of course, this is Ryan Murphy.
Ooh, I like her. Who is she? I like her.
She does
another TV nobody. Yeah. You know the full name of.
I like her.
Paradise here. Never know how much
I care. Wait, was that from the first Spider-Man?
Yes, the girl that plays Gwen Stacy. Yeah.
We've constructed a paradise.
Not Gwen Stacy.
I forget her name. Yeah. But yeah.
She's from Spider-Man Origins, the first Spider-Man.
Make no mistake about it. We have to be prepared for everything.
You have to prepare for everything. There could be someone that slips in the pool. No. There could be someone that drowns in the pool.
There could be someone that's in the sun for way too long.
There could be someone that's drunk in the pool.
What if someone eats something that they're allergic to, but it was on a buffet, so we don't know which of the 13 things they are, so we have to figure it out.
Yes, me in the YouTube chat. It's Eliza. Eliza from Hamilton. It's so funny when someone from Hamilton pops up in something because it always feels like they're doing something way beneath them. Like, whenever they pop up in something, because it's like, even the guy, I mean, he's in Twisters, and Twisters was good, but he was also in, like, that Transformers movie.
Yeah. In the Heights guy.
But yeah, but it's always like, oh, I feel like if you're in this huge Broadway phenomenon, like, you should do something else.
Here's the thing, Jim, and this is where you'll instantly recognize this. The only thing you care about is Hamilton.
Yeah.
You forget that all the other big phenomenon that you've never
they
heard
all
of,
just end up in
all those people
nonsense.
Have been in things, yeah. And you never would have known, yeah. Because why on earth would you?
Why aren't they true. All A-listers? They're all in a bunch of crap. They seem to be a bunch of crap with other nobodies.
Like the chick who did the voice for... No, I'm just saying this for the audience. The chick that did the voice of Elsa in Frozen was like the best version of a character from Wicked for a really, really long time.
Oh, yeah, and she's like the wife in Uncut Gems, I think.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. But like... No one knew who she was until she was the voice of Elsa from Frozen. Yeah. That's what like put her on the map to the general public. And that there's like a million people just like that. Where like you find out later, oh, that guy I like from that show. Mm. Oh, what? He was in this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
Please, I have an unresponsive patient.
Heart rate is dropping.
Stay with me.
It's your job.
Okay, we got to move fast.
Gonna be safe. I'm gonna get through this.
Keep everyone alive. I'm in.
And people are constantly almost dying.
In life.
Oh yeah, if you fall off a cruise ship, you're dead.
There's nothing scarier in the world.
You're dead. You're just dead.
They don't even turn around.
It's so dark, and it is impossibly dark that like basically you fall overboard, and within 2 minutes. You're literally, it's like your eyes are completely shut, except you have to tread water.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Can you imagine something more terrifying?
No, I fall off, that. I'm going straight for the propeller. I know where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to tread water because I'd just be dying of fear. Because not even like, I wouldn't even be worried about drowning. I'd just be like, oh, the vastness of the ocean.
Have you ever had one of those dreams where like it's a nightmare where something's so scary, all you can do is go, like that's what I'd be doing.
I'm just in the ocean. I'm like, Joe Rogan is right. It is just like space. Did you ever think about that?
But what you do when they come up. All through the night. Grace for impact. All through the
night. We're becoming some kind of team, aren't we? Fever all
through the night. Who said that? Dr. Odyssey. Next week, baby.
You can already see, and let's pretend this gets like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
This is the type of show where the season premiere of the 3rd season is like super dramatic and high budget. They use like half their season's budget because the cruise ship hits an island or is flipping over and sinking. Yeah. And it's like crazy because there needs to be a new cruise ship. Like, this is those shows where they try to make the premiere of the 3rd season like a big event.
This is a show where in one of the early season's finale, he gets fired from the Odyssey.
Yes.
And then in the next season, he's working on a different ship, and it's all about getting him back on the Odyssey.
Yes.
They put him in the brig.
Oh, my God.
What else we have? Oh, high potential. I swear to God, dude.
Ooh, is this about weed?
I wish.
Fuck!
You wish.
What is it, Caitlin Olsen from Always Sunny?
Yeah.
I swear to God, almost every year or every other year, they try to make her a thing by
What's
putting
weird
her in a show.
She was in one show on Fox that was good, and it got canceled after like 6 episodes.
But it's like, enough of her. Like, she's not that good.
Glenn Howerton's the only one that's been able to be in other shows. And Charlie Day is the only one that's been able to find a career outside of Sunny.
But here we go. But I swear to God, we watched this trailer.
Oh, no. So she's been in 1,000 movies.
But yeah, like I couldn't
and
remember.
None of them last.
I couldn't remember if either we watched a similar show and it just got canceled, or we watched this trailer and then it just never premiered.
Well, she's always her character on Always Sunny, or she's like somebody shitty. Older than she should be for not having a job daughter that's a big mooch and some, but like somehow she has to survive in this element that doesn't
or
like,
she's
accept
always the,
someone like her.
Tells it like it is sister of the main character or whatever. The cursing mom.
Yes.
But I don't even want to give away the premise yet of this one. I'll just let it wash over you.
It's funny when girls dance. They do a funny dance.
Wait, is she a cleaning lady that is Rain Man?
She's a cleaning lady that solves crimes. Like, well, she can look at the evidence and solve the crime.
She's like Sherlock or like a Rain Man version
she's
of like a modern
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting.
Like BBC yeah, Sherlock. Oh my God. And Kristen Olsen was who they chose? That's a weird choice.
Who changed our board? Who did this?
Who the hell is this?
Tampering with a criminal case is a serious crime.
If I see a mistake, I need to correct it.
What mistakes did you see?
Hey, scrub lady.
I'm assuming you think this lady lost her husband, but someone was tied up with the curtain cord. There are no marks on the victim's wrist, so it wasn't him who was tied up.
We could use someone with your talents.
Me? Work with cops?
I'm on a bunch of Xanax.
You're a single mom with three kids pretending to be a cop.
Dude, I love that moment, by the way, because I love when a character who knows everything that's going on says it out loud. Yeah. So what, a single mom with trying to take care of three... The daughter has to say, a single mom taking care of three kids is going to solve crimes?
Wait.
This is the pilot script.
Do you want me, an offbeat outsider who doesn't belong in this environment, to be in this environment?
I told you my pronouns are blah, burp.
You're a single mom with three kids pretending to be a cop.
I am consulting. Got a dead body, gotta go.
Isn't that our cleaning lady?
Oh, I see you brought your baby to a crime scene. Mm. The cleaning lady's rearranging my boards.
Okay, now I know why they got Caitlin Olsen. It's becoming more obvious.
I see more.
Yeah, the chief of police lady has to be like, this is highly irregular, but you know what? I'm going to allow it.
Because she gets results and will get results for 4.5 seasons.
Kristen says, I'm going to watch this. Fuck you.
She's a high potential intellectual. She has advanced cognitive abilities.
What is she supposed to do?
Spot the things my detectives miss.
Here's the thing. I'm not even saying it will be bad. It's just such an easy premise to go, of course. This is what they're making.
I mean, maybe this is just they're wrong. I was going to say that I'm wrong because I was going to say maybe this is just a product of getting older and I've just seen so many shows in my lifetime.
Yeah, they're all the same.
But like, fuck off with this shit. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of face.
It's hard for me to defend myself when I love House as much as I do. And really, all the House is just the modern, like, right when TV started getting taken more seriously again at the time version of all of these shows. Mm. So I just happen to like one of them and act like I'm better than anybody else.
All of the candles were melted down except for this one. There was thrashing around and bathwater.
Because it's basically Columbo. This is what Columbo does, right?
Oh, now and one see, more thing. I'm some fucking guy.
If you didn't notice the candles, fuck off, candle. Columbo.
But was it murder?
100%. This is my first interrogation.
This white lady's figuring out what all this diverse cast of characters couldn't figure out because everyone else is a different race. Because
here's the thing. I won't watch this show, but it'll pop up on Netflix after it gets canceled, and I'll watch every episode and wish I watched it when it was on.
Just stream it on Hulu, Mike. Tuesday. It premiered a few days ago.
Jim, I'm not going to do
that.
You
can stream it on Hulu right
Jim,
now.
You can
right
steam
now.
It on
Jim, in 6 years, I'm going to regret what I didn't do. I'm telling you right now.
You can steam it the next day on Hulu.
Whoa. Yeah.
Steam it.
I know, Hulu.
I heard you.
Mom's going to solve the case.
Wait, Jeff, a podcast, you're going to make a joke like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just saying you could steam it on Pulu later.
Just full of other people's toilets?
You know, not too bad for your first case.
And we'll live happily ever after.
I wonder how long it is until they
Someone
fuck.
Got married.
Mm. Ooh,
Ken Marino.
We love Ken Marino.
Absolutely not.
It'd be good.
Yeah, no.
Siren?
Absolutely not.
Sure. No, Mom, stop. Not in the drop-off line.
Yeah, this is classic. No, I guarantee I will watch two seasons of this show and be like, ah, damn, I kind of wish I would have watched this when it was on. Oh, well. And then I'll move
as
on.
As soon as you say that, I'm going to pop up out of your couch cushions and slice your throat because I've been spying on you
for years
waiting for you to do this.
You've been the old recliner that nobody sits in because that was Grandpa's old recliner.
I'm not endorsing this week. It's an old show. I think we covered it on one of the Fall TV proofs called High Potential. And then Jim just like shoots a poison dart into my neck.
Ugh. Anyways, with the big tag joke where she embarrasses her daughter.
Absolutely not.
Sure. No, Mom, stop. Not in the drop-off line.
We have an APB out on two extreme cutie pies.
I'm excited to cream that on Spooge.
Yeah. I'm going to dream that on Chulu.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because you took a bunch of edibles.
This one here, I feel like we did watch this, but it never premiered.
They're rebooting Matlock?
Yes. But
wait, who's going to play him?
Well, no, but it's weird because it's Kathy Bates.
Wait, what?
But she also, I didn't watch the whole trailer, but she references Matlock. She's like, I'm Matlock, like the show.
Wait, so Andy Griffith's Matlock exists? Like, she's like...
Let's find out.
It's like a detective saying, oh, like Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. I'm like Sherlock Holmes, except her touchstone is Matlock.
I think so.
There's this funny thing that happens when women age. We become damn near invisible.
Oh, dear.
Well, I got facial blindness.
Thank you.
I'm dating a Jewish doctor.
Oh, my grandma loves these.
It's biological. We turn 65. We start buying them.
The 21st floor, please.
It's useful because nobody sees us coming.
Oh, did she use that lady to get to the floor? Yeah.
Which Matlock did that all the time.
Oh.
Matlock's whole thing was he's kind of like Columbo. He's unassuming, and you don't expect him to be the guy that just unraveled you.
$10 million.
Actually, you can get quite a bit more out of Peabody.
Who are you?
I'm Madeline Matlock. I'm a lawyer. Yes, Matlock, like the old TV show.
A lawyer working for...
You, hopefully.
So it's a meta...
Peabody updates his client.
In the out-of-universe reboot?
I guess. It's quite a take.
The premise is, what if we remade Matlock, except... Her name is Matlock, and she is aware
she
of the fact
Matlock.
That she's similar to the character from the show.
In
okay.
The Green Goblin shows up, fucks everything up.
I'm sure it comes out, too, like, that's not her name.
Yeah, it's very...
Like, hey, but your name is Fenny Cunstein. And she's like, yeah, but everyone made fun of that name. And then I decided to go by Matlock so I could bring up the TV show.
I guess if you're going to reboot...
Matlock, Fenny Cunstein Matlock.
If you're going to reboot Matlock, I guess you'd rather do some weird thing like this than not. Yeah. I don't know.
And 8:25, so I waited there.
This will be the hot guy that fucks her
right in front of me.
So but he's a rabbi.
Am I higher?
She did ask for extra resources.
Show me what you got.
That's quite the pace. Show me what you got.
When was the last time you
tell me there's a moment? I haven't watched this trailer where she's like, look, you're an old woman. I'm a black woman. No one's going to respect us in this room. We have to try extra hard
if not
to
trailer,
even get in the goddamn room.
If not in the trailer, it's in the show.
Yeah, there's going to be that moment like we can't just settle for being in the room because we had to work harder than everyone else here.
We need to run that room to make sure that other people can walk in the room the way that we weren't allowed.
I could fucking see it now.
Practice law. That would be 1991.
Looking like Giatlock. She got a big old ass.
Oh, no.
I need to be trained by senior partners, not senior citizens. No offense, Perry Mason.
Huh. That's actually Matlock.
Wait, they referenced Perry Mason? Is there anything? Is there a Father Dowling?
Pay out that he deserves, we need to find the smoking gun.
We might have a lead on a new witness.
I don't know these people.
You have a plan to get them to talk to you?
It's me, Maddie. I met your mom when I moved up north of Hoboken. Oh, sorry. I just never thought you wouldn't recognize me.
No, it just took a second. I recognize you. I was just kidding around.
Damn, they got her on Ozempies, too. Look at her.
How can anyone testify with clarity to a conversation that happened 26 years ago?
But hypothetically, if he taped the call, that'd be okay.
Hypothetically, we'd admit it.
Well, here's the thing. He called 911, so we'll go ahead and admit that tape into evidence with your blessing.
This lady's got a few moves.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure.
She uses being old to her advantage, which I'm sure in season three, she's sometimes using it as her advantage, but other times she's like, I genuinely
got
mixed up. I was acting confused, but it wasn't like a game. I was actually just really confused.
But then there has to be the moment where she's at home by herself and there's like the empty room where her husband died or even like her kid died. And it's like, I just got sick of sitting in that house by myself all the time. Yeah. I had to do something for my life. Yeah. You can't take this away from me.
Give me my job back.
Granny panties you wear.
Get us in the writer's room.
The world wants to make some people invisible. But I can be useful. So point me to a case and put me to work.
Peabody closed to 23 million, just like you said. I got the kids tonight, otherwise we'd be having a scotch.
Well, no scotch for me, unless I'm getting laid. I'm guessing that's not on the table.
Oh, Matlock, you horny old bitch. She just made a joke about getting laid. So.
You know what? I would never watch this just because I don't watch almost anything.
You're tipping your cap to every single show we watch.
But you're tipping the cap to more crap and, for nobody.
We can give another Mike's tip of the cap.
If you're going to reboot
Matlock. Put another tip of the cap on the board.
If you're going to reboot Matlock, this is a better way to do it than to just remake Matlock whole cloth.
Yeah. I mean,
or like Matlock's daughter or something.
Yeah.
If you're going to cut your arm off and eat it, I mean, you might as well put seasoning on it.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff agrees.
Now we have Rescue High Surf, which is basically Baywatch. Okay, it's like lifeguards in Hawaii.
Ooh.
Are they sexy, though?
Oh, and I think this one has a... and I feel like I heard this song in a movie trailer as well.
There's voodoo witches in this.
It has that Weezer song.
Island in the Sun.
Yes.
Going surfing.
Yeah, they do kind of like an acapella-ish version of it at one point. But I swear I saw it in another movie trailer.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
Now, if there's anything I know about Hawaii, there has to be either a storyline or an episode plot line about, like, tourists coming in on the locals' beach or something like that. Like, that's always a thing, right? Like, don't be surfing there at our locals only.
And one of these ripped, jacked dudes is going to wind up being in a movie and becoming an unexpected star in the next 5 years.
These are the best ocean rescue teams on planet Earth. You are now a part of that. A lot of tradition, a lot of responsibility, so don't screw it up.
Go, go, go!
Oh, shit!
It's all in a day's work.
Your day's work or hers?
Hip. Most dangerous stretch of beach in the world.
We've got more tourists.
It's like not different, but it is.
Yeah.
What's an influencer?
It's like someone took away the quantized vocals and added acoustic guitar.
Yeah, the song already is kind of like that.
Yeah.
We've saved people. But we lose people too. And everyone that goes right helps get you through the ones that go wrong.
Wow, that looks bad.
Yeah, here we go. Here's where they break it down. Leatherface comes out.
Jordan's Peele's Baywatch.
I thought you said the show was easy.
Hip. Rescue High Surf. Great title, too.
Is that supposed to be Hawaiian Surf? Because that's Hawaii's like.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like it's like a double, double thing.
But it's also. I guess you don't pronounce it necessarily because when everyone adds the apostrophe now before the
from the chat Baywatch origins.
Oh no, one of our new lifeguards is a Jewish Orthodox father of three.
Oh, and also Travis Kelce's going to be invading our TV screens even more so than the NFL.
Travis
There's
Kelce.
No clips yet, but he's going to be hosting Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Ah.
The spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
He's just going to be on the show going,
So then it's like Hollywood Squares almost, but with...
Because
Hollywood Squares' whole thing is ask the celebrities the question, they make the joke, then they give you their answer, and you... Like that's how what you're judged against. So this is the premise of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But instead of the comparisons being children, it's just like
just Z-list a bunch of
C-listers.
Hopefully they get Corey on there.
Are you gayer than Travis Kelce? Everyone keeps winning.
He's landed his first TV job.
Are losing.
The Kansas City Chiefs tight end is set to host a spinoff of the Fox game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon's Prime Video.
Oh, it's Amazon? This has Corey written all over. It's not even on TV.
It will see adult contestants answer elementary curriculum questions with the help of a classroom full of...
My internet dropped again.
Classroom full of comedians only Jeff has heard of that aren't very funny.
Motherfuck, my internet fucking sucked my cock off.
Again. I think it's Kelce, bro.
Yeah, that is Kelce being all upset.
It's the Swift Hive. You come for Swift, they take shots at you while you're on golf courses. They shut down your internet. It's crazy.
Ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes has had more interceptions overturned
in five seasons
than Tom Brady did in 21.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about this show.
If there's one thing I needed to say, it's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, you get the gist of that show.
I mean, he's the guy you choose for this, right?
Do you though? Like, there's nothing I've seen about this guy that shows he has like this awesome, like inviting personality.
But the thing is, he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's literally that's what makes me like typically I wouldn't even give a shit about their relationship, but that's what stuff like this is what makes me think like, oh, is he just doing this for more clout? Really?
I mean, his podcast just got one of those $1 billion deals too.
He's so someone whose name you've heard of, but they don't need him to actually do anything. So he's perfect.
But it's just so bizarre that he's so fucking blatant about like just trying to be more of a celebrity.
Well,
like
especially
he's literally a star fucker.
Well, especially since he's like, actively playing still. It's not like he's a veteran member of the team or he's like on a 1-year contract on his third team. I think that's probably the weirdest part, because I can't imagine his team loves that he's doing all this shit, because yes, you have a true off season where you shouldn't be doing stuff, but at the same time, usually people are like staying in shape and conditioning and like paying attention to things. At worst, they care about their sponsors or whatever, but like this has got to be something that you're not in love with if you're like a teammate or a coach of his.
You're an NFL player. You're supposed to be beating your wife or getting arrested.
But he's the classic thing we've talked about, like with Corey is obviously one of the main examples.
Yeah.
He's not fucking satisfied enough just being a star athlete. He has to fucking plug his podcast, or he has to be on a fucking host a game show or be on a goddamn TV show.
Yeah.
It's like, go the fuck away. Like, I don't.
Well, and it's such a step down from NFL star. You're like hosting, can you confuse a fifth grader or whatever?
One of the 10 most recognizable players in the NFL right now. And yeah, your huge step down is host of bad Amazon streaming game show.
I guess, but get that money.
But also like promoting your podcast. Like, that's the other thing. Like, this has always been a thing on this show. Like, dude, stay the fuck out of podcasting.
It's got to be that they're bored. It's you know how like retired dads drive Uber? I think retired celebrities start podcasts.
But also, no, but it's not even just that. It's like when Will Smith has to make a YouTube channel. It's like, stay the fuck away. Let people that are making shit on their own make that shit. Or we've been saying this since Kevin Smith started invading podcasts. Yeah. Same idea. It's like, go make your fucking bullshit that you've been making and let other people have this portion of it. Like, you don't have to have everything.
Well, did you see he put up that new video about the Loserville tour on his YouTube account, Travis Kelce?
Oh, yeah, did he?
Yeah, he's trying to steal.
I thought you were just kidding. No,
I'm joking.
Oh, all right.
I'm making a joke about him invading somebody's territory.
I could totally see him do that shit.
Him taking our meal ticket.
20 episodes of the show. The Super Bowl champ
said, I guarantee
said,
they can't cover anything remotely like punching down or anything slightly funny or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, did you hear about Hawk Tua?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, to be fair, I've never listened to the show. If it's specifically a football show, then I'd be like, all right, fair enough. You're doing a football show. Because I don't mind when football players become like announcers or fucking color commentators or like Belichick's on like Inside the NFL,
hey,
or
even
the Manning
Club
cast,
Shay with
stuff like that. Like, that stuff's cool. Like, keep your fucking meathead shit away from everything else, you scumbag.
Yeah.
Game shows, and I'm excited to be following in the footsteps of so many TV icons by hosting my very first one with Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? He continued, the original show is a great success, so to be bringing a new format with everyone's favorite celebrities to the screen will definitely be entertaining. I'm just happy to be on the hosting side of the equation here and excited to see how these famous faces keep up. The original U.S. version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader was hosted by comedian Jeff Foxworthy. It premiered in 2007 to 27 million viewers and has remained the most watched game show premiere in broadcast television history.
That's crazy.
Kelsey and the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl in February, defeating the San Francisco 49ers. His other endeavors include co-hosting the sports podcast New Heights with his brother Jason Kelsey and putting on the music festival Kelsey Jam. For more on this story,
so not only that, he's also going to be on this other show called Grotesquerie.
Is this just another Ryan Murphy?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense because what he always does, Ryan Murphy just makes a new season of what is that, American Horror Story, something American Horror Story adjacent, and then plucks out a couple weird famous people to kind of cram in weird ways. That's like classic Ryan Murphy.
Everybody, check out the trailer for FX's Grotesquerie. That's right, you might see some familiar faces.
Something hellish is here. This killer is someone who knows anatomy. The blood, the DNA, it was left there for us to find. It's like God left the keys to the candy store to the devil.
Hip.
Detective, you have an entire family murdered.
Think of the worst thing you could never unsee.
This is evil.
So you're the nun who's a journalist covering crime?
This sounds like bullshit.
I'm interested in rituals, cults, and their place in American life.
You have to really hate people to do what was done here. It's inhuman. No. It's unhuman.
Ooh, even better.
It's better to look at the evil than to ignore it, Father.
And what if you enjoy the
looking? That's what inhuman means.
They're playing with us, hunting us.
More bastardization of the Christian faith.
Yeah, was he flagellating? I don't think that. I thought they didn't even do that anymore.
I am trying to stay sharp, but
real ones do.
You're in an alcoholic's haze.
Yeah, this feels like a Ryan Murphy-fied Mindhunter.
Ryan Murphy is terrible.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
I guarantee, like, one half of the episode's good, and then someone starts singing Nirvana or some fucking bullshit. Two guys start kissing for no reason.
Of time. The monster is out.
Did they show Kelsey yet?
Nah.
There's no future.
Kelsey's the main villain.
Oh, there he is. Just giving a wooden delivery.
Blankly delivering the most bland line.
Nah, fam. There's no future after this, fam. No cap.
Fuck this. I think this is also Ryan Murphy. American Sports Story, the Aaron Hernandez show.
This is up his alley. It's gay as hell.
Well, is this like the OJ and the other thing?
Yes.
Okay.
That's his thing now.
That at least makes sense because those have been things. Haven't they all been pretty successful too?
Yeah, but they're all, what's trash about these is like they're clearly melodrama. Heightened. Yeah. I mean, any adaptation of a real life thing is that.
It's Lifetime.
But people end up, like, it somehow becomes the history of it, though.
Because that's how people understand it.
Yeah, get Jacob Burrows in here to tell the real story. I do want to know who plays Tom Brady on this.
You think Tom Brady's in it?
I did see a headline, but I didn't click on it. Because you see there's a Belichick in one moment.
Dude, what if it's Saracen?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be so awesome if Saracen played Tom Brady.
You love to play football?
That's all I've ever done.
But yeah, I assume this is like the Netflix thing where it gets into how Aaron Hernandez was gay as hell.
Yeah,
and that's why he killed
people.
Yeah, we need Ryan Murphy on the line. It's the gayest story in football history.
Plays the guys
booger
the
mask off.
Boom.
Wiggle, wiggle,
Wherever
wiggle.
You go now, people are watching you. You can't make mistakes, Aaron.
Pops kept you on the field, off the streets.
What does that mean?
You're soft. Still looks soft to you.
Whoa.
You have so many secrets.
But they're going to paint him as like some sort of smart guy, not just a CT retard.
Drugs. Yeah, some smart guy fell through the cracks.
It's because of what they did to him.
And it'll be like the Dynasty documentary. It'll be Bill Belichick's fault because he didn't trade him. He didn't trade him to the West Coast.
Your athletic ability, Aaron. They're questioning your character.
Just got to get back out on that field. Everything's okay when I'm playing ball.
Masshole.
You don't know the kind of thoughts I have.
You don't know the mind of Aaron Hernandez. It looks like it's Ross Jurgel.
Ross Jurgel.
Ross Jurgel plays Tom Brady. Let's pull see. Up.
I was going to say, if anyone's going to play him, it's Ross Jurgel.
All right, fair enough.
I guess I can
assuming he doesn't talk much.
Yeah, I mean, he looks nothing like him, but sure.
I mean, he's just a guy. Yeah, he just looks like a white guy.
A white guy who can grow some facial hair.
Yeah, looks like a white guy with a...
The top left corner picture?
You know, tip of the cap
actually,
to him.
You know what? This looks you could, like
that
a,
looks
that
enough
looks
like Tom Brady.
Yeah, that guy, that jacked guy looks like Tom Brady.
Yeah, that looks Tom Brady in his prime.
That looks Brady-esque.
No, Tom Brady was never that jacked.
But we're looking at his face.
I mean, he was thick like that back in his prime. He was schlubby in the draft and in college, and that now he's gaunt as a
He got svelte when he was playing for the Bucks.
It's that witch that he married.
Yeah.
She put a curse on him.
Let me see. Oh, they're doing a Yakuza show based on the game.
I did know this.
For Prime.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it made in Japan?
Yes.
Okay.
All Japanese actors. All
right.
It'll be shit. I think it's more of a teaser. There's not much here.
Yeah, because it's showing the giant tattoo that's on the back of.
Yeah, I think it does. There we go. I was going to say, get some clips.
It's weird to like sell this as a serious show if it's based on like a dragon.
Well, but like when you think about it, like the Yakuza games have an undertone of silliness, but the core is always like serious. Like Yakuza
a dragon's
crime
pretty
family.
Silly.
Well, but that's the silliest one out of all of them.
Which is this one.
Well, no, Like a Dragon is what Yakuza is called in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It's only called Yakuza in America, and that's why the newer games are all called Like a Dragon, because they've decided to name them all the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and there's a spinoff of Young Sheldon.
Jesus
Since
Christ.
Young Sheldon's over, there's a spinoff of Georgie and Mandy's first marriage. Who the fuck they are? I don't know. Oh, it's about a 17-year-old that marries an older lady or something like that.
What?
Woo!
So it's anime.
But he lies about his age. Like, she thinks she's 20 or something.
Why is this a spinoff of Young Sheldon?
Wait, I am?
This thing ate my quarters and now it's stuck.
What you want to do is a push-pull. I'm Georgie.
That looks just like Sheldon grown up.
How about while this runs, I'll take
you. He looks
to
like someone I have seen when he was younger, and I don't know why.
I think it's like Sheldon's brother or something from the show or something, right? Or is that Sheldon's sister? One of these people must be related.
It's not Sheldon.
No, it's not Sheldon. It's like Sheldon's family.
Okay.
You?
Is that the place beyond the pines? Why is his wig so horrible?
So
yeah.
San Antonio.
I was the weather girl at the local TV station.
Why'd you leave?
The station manager and I broke up. Before this goes any further, there's something I gotta tell you. I'm actually 29.
Well, I guess there's something I should tell you. I'm totally fine with that.
Great.
But see, but he should have said he's 17 and she's 29.
This is how they do it.
Yeah, this is how they do it.
This is oh, just 17. That's not that different. No, it's just 16. Oh, it's just a dog. It's just a damn dog.
These characters and continue the story.
I'm not really 21. I'm 17.
What the? I'm pregnant.
Well, if it helps, I turn 18 in March.
Man, it's shocking that this is a show they're putting
That's
on TV.
That's insane as a concept.
Like
this is really the sneaky pee.
This is the type of thing that just like people don't try to put this out there anymore because they know that like whether it deserves it or not, if someone decides to be mad about this, it's very easy to be mad at stuff like
that. Yeah,
this.
But it's not because it's a older woman.
Oh, that's actually hot, dude. Yeah. He likes it. He likes that.
Yeah. Where were the ladies when I was 17?
Is this a spinoff of Young Sheldon?
Format. This one's going to be multicam, something I've never done before.
I'm really excited
that's his real
to see
voice.
You sort of flourish in front of a live audience. I think you're just going to nail it. I think it's going to be really fun.
So, yeah, I guess those clips are from Young Sheldon, I guess? Is that what they were getting at? Like, is this not even from the show? Because they're talking
Jim,
like...
what are you asking?
They're talking like...
Where's our tour
guide? This is
going to
be a sitcom. Yeah, for people that don't know, on our Warner Brothers... We did a Warner Brothers studio tour, and our tour guide, all she wanted to talk about was Young Sheldon. No one wanted to hear about it.
Well, because she asked us what shows we cared about. We told her there wasn't very much of that on the tour, but we didn't know we could also say movies.
Yeah.
And so we got nothing but Young Sheldon.
This is the brain rot you have to deal with normies on here. Yeah. They call everything a show. She's like, what shows you watching? And
although
she meant Jaws.
That's a Hollywood thing. Or it's like old Hollywood. That's
really?
Like, yeah, like, or it would be like, we're making a picture, but it became like, what show, I got hired on blah, blah, blah show, but they're talking about a movie.
About a movie, right?
Well, my bad.
Georgie. I could really use some help down at the tire store.
I work my butt off for you. Nights, weekends, holidays, you name it, I'm there.
Pretty impressive kid, huh?
We'll see.
I'm the hardest worker you'll ever meet. When I see something I want, I don't stop till I get it. What I want is to take care of you and CeCe. Maybe someday a Georgia Junior Jr.
Not to be that guy, but why the fuck are we still watching
Yeah,
this?
No, exactly. What is this garbage, dude? What is this? Who watched Young Sheldon and can explain...
Don't search this up.
Young Sheldon.
Don't look for context.
I
want to
see, is there a sitcom clip? Is it a sitcom? No, that's the Big Bang. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? You're right.
Amy meets George and Missy, though.
But also Dexter.
Wait, is this its third revival?
This is the prequel. Did you ever wonder what Dexter was like in college?
Oh, Dexter's origins.
They talk about that in the original Dexter all the time.
Yeah, but did you ever think about when he first got a job interning at the police station that he ends up working at in the show?
Oh, before he did all this stuff? Or
because
was he doing this stuff?
What's great is they announced this, and a sequel is coming out in the summer as well. So they've announced two Dexter shows.
Wow, a show that eventually got canceled. Yeah. Has had like nine revivals.
It's crazy that Showtime is going bankrupt.
But, and they're doing the thing we were talking about with NCIS is that they brought the actor that's Dexter to do the voiceover, but it's a different actor because it's young Dexter.
Yeah.
But it's still the same narration that's on the regular show.
I can't wait for the spinoff of Young Dexter.
But I wasn't born this way. I was made.
Oh, and Sarah Michelle Gellar's on it.
Oh, that's cool.
By my history, by the people around me.
Christian Slater's the young dad.
Push.
I mean, Christian Slater rules.
To raise a killer.
But look, it's like younger versions of people from the show. It's not just young Dexter.
It's also everyone
from the show. We see them younger.
Why?
Because they want to waste our time until we die. They want to just waste all of our time.
It's because you'll never own anything in your life, Mike.
Answer was real.
They redo the intro, but with the young kid.
Jeff, look what they're doing.
That 15-year-old show I didn't watch. It's back. And now it's different guys.
We're not even going to watch that. Let me see if there's even anything else worth getting to.
I love that whenever we do this, at the end, there's always like seven tabs. You're like, fuck these tabs.
Yeah, who cares?
Those are the ones that all get seven seasons.
No. Okay, you know, we could do the Wizards of Waverly Palace or Place revival teaser. That's what we'll finish up on.
Past my time.
This was something I never saw.
That's what shows how even old we are.
Like,
is
I
that
know,
they're reviving old shows that were that we were too old for.
Yeah, here's
that
the Disney, shows for 25-year-olds.
The Disney singer girl that went on to become famous.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she's from the original, right?
Yeah, and she's back.
Oh, okay.
And she's looking like a wreck.
Oh boy, here we go.
Welcome to the set, Miss Selena Gomez.
Oh boy, here we go.
Welcome to the set, Miss Selena Gomez. And of course, Mr. David Henry.
This is where it all started.
We're home.
Come check it out.
All right, here we go.
She has that
Welcome to Wizards
fucked
Beyond
up disease, though.
So,
lupus. I think she has lupus.
Being an aging Latina, so she's turning into a tombstone.
Is this the show where the meme is like the guy being like drinking a milkshake, but he's with like a llama or something?
I don't know. It's something like that.
Is that this show?
I think that's iCarly.
Oh, okay. But that's all kind of like of the same.
But that's
era,
another
right?
show they recently rebooted, right? Or is that a different one?
I don't know.
I think iCarly. They did like an iCarly 2.0.
She
no.
got hot. iCarly.
iCarly.
Yeah, she got hot
since she was 13. She got way hotter.
The
she became an adult.
Miranda Cosgrove? I don't
hey,
believe
kid.
It.
No, she did.
No way. She's like Michael Jackson.
This is Janice. She plays Billy. Where'd she go? It's magic. She's a wizard.
She's not a wizard.
I know you didn't just say that.
There's no such thing as wizards.
And I know you did not just say that.
Billy is rebellious and stubborn, sarcastic.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Haha, like me, I get it.
Damn, cracking up the crew.
Yeah, everyone fucking has to laugh really hard.
Waverly Place. We wanted to recreate that magic again for a new generation. Have a magical day. Not a magical day.
Do you think this is cool for people that like the original?
I was just thinking that I can't even fucking comprehend that.
Because it's hard, because I would imagine this was as nostalgic for some kids as like Rocco's Modern Life and Doug and Pete and Pete were for me at a certain age. Or then... when I'm slightly older, maybe some of the Cartoon Network shows, but I don't know for sure. Or if it's just like, was this a show that had two seasons and then Selena Gomez got popular? I just don't know.
Let me try to think of like a one for one parallel. Shit. I'm trying to pull something here. Cause yeah, say they rebooted. Fuck. What's a, because now you kind of want, well, say they rebooted, I don't know, News Radio. Would you be like, hell yeah.
Joe Rogan's back, maybe.
I think I would.
All right.
I think I would be like, hell yeah.
All right. Then yeah, I guess they are. They're like, hell yeah.
Well, because like if you said that they were like, hey, Nickelodeon's got a new show. It's called Pete and Pete and Pete. And it's Pete and Peter back. And one of them has a daughter. Who they are?
Named Pete.
Who's named Pete? It's like short for Patricia, or it's just fucking Pete, because that's a show that could get away with it. And they tried to like recapture the magic of the original Pete and Pete. I'd probably be like, "Oh, that looks that." Assuming it didn't like again, I can't tell if this qualitatively looks good, but the concept would make me go, "Oh, that seems cool." Assuming I hadn't seen something that was awful. Is this that for someone?
But
is this
I can't
the type
imagine,
of show
but,
that can be that for someone?
I just think Pete and Pete's not a great comparison because Pete and Pete was like such a cool, different, its own thing where if people came back to do that, it'd be like interesting. This
then
is
what
more,
about Salute Your Shorts then?
But even that I feel like is its own thing as well. Like
Buttnick's back?
Salute Your Shorts is great.
Buttnick is now the guy with the nose.
I mean, Hey Dude's a great example. Yeah. Like if they were bringing, because Hey Dude, I don't think of as doing a weird, cool, like even Salute Your Shorts does a weird, cool thing.
I think of Salute Your Shorts and Hey Dude as being on the exact same.
Oh, I think of them differently because I actually watched some of Salute Your Shorts recently too.
Oh.
But like Hey Dude, yeah, I think of Hey Dude as very milquetoast, vanilla, whatever. But I wouldn't be like, oh, hell yeah, they're bringing it back. I'd be like, oh, they're bringing Hey Dude back.
But I'm just wondering if like, for all we know, that's just because we liked it.
Mm.
And then if like younger people saw that, they'd be like, the fuck are you talking about? This is the exact same thing as Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah. But Hey Dude, I think that puts me in the mindset because that was a show I watched, but I don't think of it as anything.
Brad owns the ranch now.
And if they brought it back, I'd be like, oh, why are they doing that? Why are they bringing Hey Dude back?
I'd be stoked.
Hey, dude.
I'd be the guy in the meme where they're like, guys will see this and say, hell yeah. I'd see the reboot, Hey Dude, and be like, hell yeah.
Out there on your own.
We'd be the guys in the meme and on the bus, and I'd be on the dark, cloudy side, and you'd be on the sunny side looking at the
sun. I'd be on the side being like, hey, dude.
I guess I'm on the outside because anytime a live action Nickelodeon show came on, I'm like, hey, dude, where are the Nicktoons? And I'd change the channel.
I guess you're 4 years younger than me, right?
Yeah.
That's probably just enough for like
Never
some
saw
of the cartoons.
Any of these
like,
shows.
I never saw Cat Dog, and everything after.
I miss Cat Dog too.
Okay, because I missed everything after that. So there's a bunch of like SpongeBob and
oh, I was a big SpongeBob.
Fairly Odd Parents.
I was just a hater of Cat Dog. It was current, like, but I'm like, this shit sucks.
Yeah, I never saw anything after. I guess maybe Angry Beavers is probably the last thing that I was like still watching those shows.
Oh man, the biggest disappointment, they brought back Rocco, and it was like a metaphor for trans rights or something. And I was I wanted to blow my head off.
Would you be hyped if they brought Moesha back?
No, I didn't watch that either.
I mean, I didn't watch it either. But
I watched a lot of Sister Sister and Smart
Guy.
Okay,
what if they're bringing back Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes.
I didn't watch that either.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm trying to bring up shows that are like more obscure that like you didn't watch. You like,
telling
would you
me
care?
If you bring back Lithgow and French Stewart, I'm on board. But neither of them? I don't know, Jim.
Or the Sabrina the Teenage Witch sitcom.
I think like French Stewart's probably smart because the second he's brought back into the limelight, you know there's 8,000 allegations against French Stewart. There has to be.
Well, for a while,
the second he gets
if they're not going to get Armisen, they ain't getting French Stewart.
French Stewart was the classic like direct-to-TV version of a guy that was someone else in a movie.
Burrito completo.
Billy, you erased us.
I am hilarious, aren't I? Make up a nice breakfast.
An egg was scrambling itself on my stove.
Did you want sunny side up?
What's great is because I don't even know what the concept of this show is. Apparently, they're wizards.
I think it's like a Harry Potter. It's a Harry Potter thing. I think where there's like a reality and
but well, and a magic. What I can't tell is like. Are they secret wizards? Like, is it like Sabrina, where they're going to school, but they have to be secret? Or are they going to school with other wizards?
I think that on the weekends, they're like wizards. And then on the weekdays, they're like regular teens. Mm. And so she has to like hide this aspect of her life.
This takes me back. I don't know what any of this stuff is, but I love it.
Us rebels, we gotta stick together.
Three, what's wrong with your head?
It's so great that Selena Gomez is back to sleep through every scene that she's in.
I'm fucking so tired. The sun's out.
I've heard she's very good on Murderers in the Building, which I haven't seen.
I've heard that show's good, yeah.
We're back with style.
What it seems.
Still got it.
You know, guys. Boy Meets World. Maybe that's a good comparison when they brought back when they did Girl Meets World.
Oh yeah.
Girl Meets
World is Mi Espresso, right? That girl is from the girl that meets
she?
World.
I'm
is
not
she
sure.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I think it is.
I watched two episodes and it was bad and it bummed me out, so I never watched it again. Because Boy Meets World fucking rocks.
Is that her?
Boy Meets World is iconic.
It is. Maya Hart.
Oh yeah. Well, she was okay. So maybe she wasn't the main character, but she was on it. Okay. That was her espresso before we even knew.
Oh, yeah, play it like a Nintendo.
Yeah, Boy Meets World was fucking iconic.
So there you go. That's your 2024 slate, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fucking slog like every year, but we got through it.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, you know, I'm always proud of us.
Jeff, I'm proud of you.
The internet tried to kill us, but nothing could beat us down.
No.
Not these terrible shows, not the disconnects, not Corey Feldman, nothing.
Not a non-Jewish woman dating a Jewish man.
Dating a rabbi?
Ew. Oh, yeah. I'm happy you guys are here to recognize who any of these people are. You're like, that's David Matthew Hart.
Favorite part of the show.
It's got to be Eric's call.
Yeah, you got to give it up to Eric. Thank you so much for that call, man, in your story.
Jim, am I allowed to give big ups to Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to allow it, dude.
Wow.
You know what? Go for it.
Tip of the cap.
Eric, big ups.
No cap.
Thank you for people that did hang out through the disconnects. I'm going to have that shit settled and fixed this weekend. But thank you. Podcasters, you got to listen to us vamp and struggle through.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's a part of listening to Jim and them as a podcast listener is listening to the, like, we're not going to turn it off completely, but clearly this is our B material.
Well, also, I mean, because especially when it was during Fall TV preview, because like, I needed to play the clips that we were trying to play.
So I just talked about that dude's ass for 11 minutes. Hey, speaking of talking about a guy's ass for 11 minutes, patreon.com/Jim and them. It's where you can find all of our extra content. A lot of people have a Patreon, and basically what you're going to do is you're going to pay $5 for an ad-free version of the show you're already listening to, and then you're going to pay $10, and then occasionally they'll put up like some bonus 30-minute mini-sode or something once a month. That's what a lot of people's Patreons are.
Bullshit.
Yeah, our Patreon's way better than that. What we do is we have lots and lots of ideas that are not Jim and Them, but that are Jim and Them adjacent, or fun game adjacent, or clever idea for a show adjacent, and we'd like to do them. And so we throw those on the Patreon, and they're often fun and funny and very different from this show. So this show is never going to change. You're always going to have Jim and Them. But if you like us and you want more of us, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. You don't even have to pay a dime. You can be a free tard and join the free tier. There's a bunch of shows on there that'll give you a great example of a big swath of the types of things we do on there. If you enjoy it, give it a listen, and hopefully you want to like join one of the higher tiers. Worst case scenario, you already like us, and there are 16 shows that you can listen to and go, cool, that was fun, and move on with your life. But the Patreon's fantastic. Jim, what do we got on there for the people right now?
Well, as Max mentioned in the Twitch chat, we do have a new Caddy Studs that is currently available. I will be putting up a new game time. We also got a few other things in the can, but we also got movie commentaries. We've been watching Reacher Season 2. We have a show called Jimtervention where we watch classic episodes of Intervention. We have Pitchstorming Ain't Easy, Man vs. Machine, where we pull a character and a plot out of a hat, basically, and make a movie.
That's how long we've been doing a Patreon, because that is basically the third spinoff of our own show, which was Pitching Ain't Easy, which turned into eventually Pitchstorming Ain't Easy, which eventually turned into Pitchstorming Ain't Easy, Man vs. Machine.
And never mind Rebooty Call and the other ones that are very similar.
That's our NCIS origin.
We've got a lot of ideas, and that's just proof of all the different kinds of things you're going to find on the Patreon.
Yeah, that's all. Patreon.com/JimAndThem.
As Jim mentioned, not only is there a man out there named Jacob Burrows who can give you the skinny on why TV is doing what it's doing, but sometimes he gets with Jim and they both talk about things. Jim, please, for the love of God, tell me that you and Jacob are still making shows.
Yeah, showswhatyouknow.com. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss good television, not like all the bad television we just discussed for the past hour and a half. You can find all our episodes at showswhatyouknow.com. We also discuss specific shows and have a few different variety of podcasts readily available at showswithjuno.com. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, tell me about your life and tell me about the Las Vegas comedy scene in general.
Oh, my God. Just did a terrible show last night at a strip club.
You were bad or the show was bad?
The show was bad. I was great. The mic didn't work, and they tried to get $10 from each of us, the comedians
that were
supposed to be on the show.
That's insane.
Only three people gave them $10, but there was a buffet on there. But oh my God, I've been steaming on Pulu, Chainsaw Man like crazy. I always check out this shit after we get back from Japan. I could have had so many cookies, but watch Chainsaw Man on Pulu.
That was one of the few things they had t-shirts of.
Yeah, they had a bunch of
they
t-shirts.
They had tons of stuff.
I know, I could have
I told you ahead of time, I'm like, Jeff, I think you'd like Chainsaw Man.
I fucked up and watched Jujutsu Kaisen, which was mid at best so far. But Chainsaw Man, woo! Watch Chainsaw Man. Or kill yourself. No offense.
Oh my God. My endorsement this week, I've decided to go with the rare triple endorsement.
Ooh.
One you can watch, one you can listen to, and one that you can play. So my endorsement to listen to is an album called A Whole New Sound. Disney went out and found a bunch of both old, recognizable, like, basically like sub-genres of punk and emo bands of various directions, and then new people that are in that scene, and had them all do covers of Disney songs. I feel like it is surprisingly listenable from front to back. Like, there's not really a lot of like, oh, this isn't great. I think it's pretty good. That is my listen endorsement. My watch endorsement is a Netflix documentary called Into the Fire, The Lost Daughter. It's only 2 episodes long.
Yep.
Absurdly well paced. One of the one of the big problems with these shows.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. is that they're either too long or they're boring. And this show is like It's really perfectly paced, and unlike a lot of shows nowadays, they all end open-ended. And I really like that this is like, there is a beginning and an end, and it never stops being interesting. They do a really good job of telling the story and letting the, just kind of like, the stuff that happened tell itself rather than trying to coerce you into being like, pretty crazy, right?
Is this Home Invasion House Fire?
No, this okay. is Girl Goes Missing.
Okay.
Right. Girl Goes Missing, and they are looking for her. Okay. And then things unfold again. Only two episodes. I'd say it's probably about 2 hours in total, 2.5. It is very, very good. I liked it quite a bit. And that's on Netflix again. That is called Into the Fire, The Lost Daughter, just came out. And then my final one, and this is to play, is a video game. It is called UFO 50. It is a collection of all of the old UFO soft games that came out in the early to late 80s. Now, Jim, when I said all the old UFO soft games, do you remember UFO soft?
I do not.
It's because they didn't exist.
Ah.
They're not real. What someone did, and it's very, very fun, is they basically created 50 games that a fictional company from 1981 to 1989 created.
Ah.
So it's like they start up very simple and basic. It's basically like NES, Mac 2, like Commodore 64 sort of like, but then aging through the 80s, so they get more complicated. They get slightly better looking. There is sequels to like earlier games later. It's really, really clever and really fun. By the very nature of the game, some of them are like extraordinarily disposable, but a remarkable number of them are like clever and fun in a way where you're like, oh, this is cool. And at the very least, it's similar to like if you were to download like those, like, here's every NES game ever on an emulator. Here's, I'm going to play games I've never heard of. And you go like, oh, that was cool. I'm not going to play any more of this, but like the novelty of now knowing this game exists is fun, but in a completely fictional way of these fake games that this fake company made. It's pretty cool. It's really clever. It just came out. It's only on PC right now, but it plays really well on Steam Deck. It's a great Steam Deck game.
Oh, that sounds very cool.
UFO 50. That's 50. UFO 50. So those are my three endorsements.
Wow. Stack them and pack them.
Yeah, baby.
On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.